Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. I have two grandparents who are still alive. That's not common for someone my age. I'm 40 years old. I have one grandmother and one grandfather. But my grandfather is my mother's father, and my grandmother is my father's mother. So I have one grandparent on my mother's side and another on my father's side. My grandmother lives right here in Haytown. But my grandfather lives far away. I have to drive several hours to get to his house. I've told you about my grandparents before. Do you remember them? Have you listened to those episodes? At the end of this one about my grandfather, you might remember, he said he might come to visit me sometime with all his cats and dogs. But I didn't think he was being serious. I thought he was joking. I never thought he would actually show up at my house one day with all his cats and dogs. But he did. I was in bed one Thursday night. I had work the next morning. I work Monday through Friday every week. Monday through Friday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I work every day except Saturday and Sunday. This was a Thursday, so the next day was Friday. Friday was a work day. I was already in bed with my pajamas on, reading a book about whales and the ocean. My eyes were heavy, and I kept dropping the book on my face. But I noticed that Shelby was acting funny. That's my dog. Shelby's her name. She was acting funny. I mean, she wasn't acting normally. Normally, she's asleep in her bed by the time I go to sleep. But this time, she seemed like she couldn't get to sleep. She'd been on her usual walks, but was still full of energy, wagging her tail and making little whimpering sounds. All of a sudden, I heard a car come into my driveway. It sounds like I just heard someone pull up in my driveway, I thought, but surely not. I looked at the clock beside my bed. It was 10:09 p.m. The minute changed to 10:10 p.m. And I heard a car door shut outside. Next, I heard dogs barking. Several dogs. I blinked my eyes a few times and looked out the window. It was Papa. That's what I call my grandfather. If you remember, I call him Papa. Papa was wearing an old cowboy hat. He was a little bent over. His back wasn't straight, like many old men. Why was he here? He never called or anything. I don't think he has a cell phone, but he never called at all. And he never sent a letter. He just showed up. I went and opened the front door in my pajamas and bare feet. When I opened the door, his hand was raised, ready to knock on the door. He smiled, and I smiled back. It was like looking in a mirror. We hugged each other, and I said, "What are you doing here, Papa? Is everything okay?"
"Oh, yeah, Carl, everything's great. I just came to see you for a while."
"I see you brought all three dogs," I said. "Did you bring all three cats, too?"
"Sure did, Carl," he said. "And I got a little kitten, too." I laughed
And I laughed, and I looked around me to make sure I wasn't dreaming. I helped Papa bring his cats in. Then I made us some mint tea and explained to him that I had to go to work in the morning and needed to get some sleep. Of course, he could sleep in the bed, and I made a bed for myself on the couch. All three of his dogs slept outside, and all three cats found their own places to sleep or just did what cats do at night. And when I woke up in the morning, the little kitten was sleeping right on top of me. That's all for today, my friends. I'll see you again soon on the next episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.